irrevocable right to freely assemble on U.S. territory. And if it's a war, our political governors want, then we will.
Good evening, folks. It is Tuesday, February 6th, 2007. This is not a pre-recorded broadcast. This is not a rerun of a previous program. This is Michael Collins Piper Live. Forgive me, folks, if you tuned in last night to hear my dulcet tones, as my colleague Vince Ryan always calls this rasping voice of mine. Forgive me, I lay down to take a nap, and the next thing I knew, it was the middle of my broadcast, so I knew you were out there listening to a pre-recorded broadcast, or I should say a rerun, but I hope you enjoyed it, whatever it was. In any case, we are here live tonight. No guests tonight, just you and I, the callers. Or I should say me, the host, and you, the callers. So you know where to call, 1-800-313-9443. Actually, I would be very curious as to any comments that you might have if you were listening the other night, and I hope there's new listeners out there who weren't listening the other night, but those of you who did hear me talking about the growing problem as I see it in the 911 controversy, that problem being that too many people are looking at the forensics of the crime and getting bogged down and debating those issues and not looking at who was responsible and why. I'd like your comments on that, because I know that there are a lot of people out there who are interested in 911, as you well should be, as we all should be, because 911 has had such a big impact on the course of not just American affairs, but obviously world affairs since that very, very tragic and very, very interesting day a couple years ago. And it's hard to believe, but Boy, it's already, you know, well over 5 years since that happened, and we're going into the six-year anniversary this year, 2007. It's hard to believe, but yes, indeed, there have been a lot of changes in our world and right here in our own lives as a consequence of 911. But as I say, I think we need to start focusing on who carried off 911 and pointing our fingers in the direction of those responsible rather than debating the forensics. Whether there were really planes, who was on those planes, whether they were drones, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on and on with the variety of debate there, but I think we're all pretty content now. Most of us are anyway. Those of us who care to know the truth, we're content with the fact that we were lied to by our own government, so-called our own government. It's not our government, folks, I'm sorry to say. And that's why there are so many people out there raising issues about this corrupt government and the need to replace the corrupt regime that we have now, to get them out of there, to elect a good president and good people to Congress, if we can do it. In any case, folks, we are going to go to the phones here pretty shortly, but I want you to get your pen and paper handy, because when we come back, I'm going to give you an address where you can order a very interesting booklet that I just received in the mail. From somebody down in, let me get the address, Fredericksburg, Texas. Fredericksburg, Texas. It's a small book. It's only, 55 pages. But I tell you, you know, there's a lot of written material out there talking about the conspiracy and what it's all about. Well, this book, I think, really encapsulates it for a more informed audience, as I think most of you are. I wouldn't say that this book would be a good introduction for people who are not well versed in quote unquote the conspiracy, but it's certainly a book that I think puts it into a perspective that encapsulates it far better than so much of this material that's floating around on the internet. And my God, folks, you know, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't see a lot of crap on the internet. But this is good stuff. Get your pen and paper handy, and I'll give you the information. It's only $10, folks. Good $10 expense. All right, get that pen and paper handy, and when we come back, I'll give you the details. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN lives.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Let your friends know that the Republic Broadcasting Network does have a .org, republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. And as you know, I am here courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Which brings up something, folks. This Headache Stay Gone is a good product, and of course you know their website is headachestaygone.com. I ran into my friend John DeNugent today, who you've heard on this program, along with his very lovely fiancée, Margaret Hufstickler. Many of you will remember her as a person who discussed Hitlerian economics, a very controversial and interesting question, and she discussed it in a way I'm sure that many of you never heard it before. In any case, I did run into John today, and in the course of that discussion, we got talking about natural cures and homeopathic remedies, and believe it or not, I did not bring up Headache Stay Gone, but we got talking, and John mentioned to me something which I thought was very interesting, that all the years he's been involved in the movement, or non-movement as I sometimes call it, the Patriot Movement, the Nationalist Movement, whatever you want to call it, John was always very skeptical, like many of you probably are, very skeptical of homeopathic remedies, holistic therapies, natural treatments, and so forth. But over the past several years, he's come to realize, as many, many other people have, that there is a lot of validity there. It's not quackery, as the big drug companies would tell us. It's not phony. It works. Of course, you have to do it very carefully. You have to try it on your own, but there are so many things out there that are very, very helpful. Everything from, you know, products you can get at the health food store to just regular old fruits and vegetables and as I always talk about on this program, plain old garlic, stuff your doctors and the medical elite, the big drug companies, don't want you to know about. So folks, take it very seriously now, because taking it seriously now may save you in the future. All right, that's my lecture for the evening, I guess. But in any case, I told you that I was going to mention a little booklet to you. The actual sale price on the booklet is $7, but it's such a good little book, I'm suggesting that if you want to get it, you send a guy $10, help him pay for the printing costs of it. Sure, he didn't print a lot of them, but it's a good little book. I'm going to give you the address first. So, well, let me tell you what it's about. The title of it, it's a long title. I always tell people they shouldn't make long titles of books, because the title of this is The Conquest of the Enlightenment and the West by the Illuminati Communist Vampires. Well, I don't particularly like the title, folks, but that doesn't really matter. What I do like, though, is that in these 55 pages, the author, Ronald Corbin, that's C-O-R-B-Y-N, Mr. Corbin sent me a copy of this booklet, and, you know, I spent some time with it the other day, and it's a very, very interesting booklet. It's paperback. It's a very interesting history of the intrigues of Zionism and communism, the Illuminati, the Masonic orders. A very, very interesting analysis, very, very well written, and as I say, there is so much out there on the Internet today that is just pure crap. It reads well, it sounds interesting, it's presented in a very nice way. A lot of truth mixed up with a lot of speculation and all this, but this book, we'll just call it The Conquest, is really worth your time. It's really worth, and I'm recommending this primarily for people who are pretty well read. But on the other hand, it might be a good introduction for people who are just getting into all this. And I get calls all the time here from people who are saying, I'm new to this, I'm a new listener to RBN or to your program, or new reader of American Free Press, et cetera, et cetera. And people always ask me for recommendations. Well, like I say, this little book is well worth your time. It wouldn't take too long to read, and I think it's got a lot of interesting material in that kind of helps give you a real good perspective on what it's all about. The author is originally from Oklahoma, but he's been a National Park Service archaeologist and historian. He's got a B.S. in geology from West Texas State, an M.A. in anthropology from Penn State. He did archaeological field work for, I could go on and on and on, a whole raft of prestigious universities and historical organizations. And now he has written this book, and I do recommend it. So I'm suggesting you write the author and ask him for a copy of The Conquest. Just call it The Conquest. He'll certainly know what you're referring to. Tell him you heard Mike Piper talking about it on his program on RBN. And as I say, send him $10. The book is $7. Send him $10. The place you write, interestingly enough, is The Garlic Press, just like it sounds, garlic. The Garlic Press, P.O. Box 1266, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. I'll read that again. The Garlic Press, P.O. Box 1266, Fredericksburg, Texas. Not Fredericksburg, Maryland, or Fredericksburg, Virginia. Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624, and it is entitled The Conquest. Here are the Garlic Press. Very interesting little book here, folks. As I say, I'm going to get some extra copies to pass on to some friends. I have a lot of friends who went to Penn State, and I think it would be interesting for them to see that some very distinguished people who graduated from Penn State, like the author of this book, actually think a lot just like me. That always shocks my friends to find out, you know, they hear me ranting and raving in personal conversations. Many of these people were apolitical, and you know, it always shocks them when they run into somebody else who thinks and talks just like I do. I just had a friend, a very, very good friend of mine, run into a business associate, just got to be acquainted with him, and turns out his business associate started talking about this really great book on the Kennedy assassination, and of course, it was my book. So that was kind of a shock in some respects for him. Any case, check out that book, The Conquest. And now that you have your pen and paper handy, I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone. It's 1-800-327-0727. Okay, well, folks, before we go to the callers, I have a news item, or news items to bring you, something that has just come out on the Kennedy assassination, thanks to author Joan Mellon. Very good author who has written a very, very good book on the Jim Garrison investigation. I'm going to give you that information shortly. But in the meantime, I want to read you something from an Israeli writer, Gilad Atzmon, who's talking about the Holocaust. And I thought it was very interesting. You know, he says, without getting myself into the debate regarding the truth of the Holocaust, the ugly face of Holocaust politics cannot be hidden anymore. The Holocaust is now officially becoming an ideological weapon against Islam and also against Arab resistance. It is there to establish a fake Western collective identity based on blind conformity and total marginalization of the other, that is referring to the Muslims and anyone who stands up against the New World Order. Very, very interesting commentary. He says, in Europe, the Holocaust is there to dismantle the emerging far right. In the Germanic states, the Holocaust is the core of the post-war symbolic order. For the Anglo-Americans, the Holocaust is there to push away any real ethical engagement with Dresden, Hiroshima, Vietnam, Palestine, and Iraq. Most importantly, the new Holocaust denial resolution, that one before the United Nations, folks, provides the Americans with the pretext for the next genocide. In other words, the intended attack on Iran. He says, in other words, the next Holocaust is actually a collective punishment of Holocaust denial. Interesting commentary, folks, by Gilad Atzmon. He's an Israeli writer, apparently an entertainer, a singer and songwriter, and he has, over the past couple years, written some very interesting perspectives on what's going on in the Middle East. He's dared to tackle this issue of so-called Holocaust denial. And I say thank God for those brave Israelis who join brave Jewish people here in the United States in standing up against Zionism, those people who are willing to say that it is this Zionist war machine that has taken over our government and causing the murders of thousands of Americans and God knows, hundreds of thousands of other people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and if they get their way, Iran. So good for Gilad Atzmon. His name, incidentally, is spelled G-I-L-A-D. His first name, his last name is spelled A-T-Z-M-O-N. His article is entitled Brave New World Order. Obviously, there's nothing brave about the New World Order. The New World Order has the guns, they have the poison gas, they have the nuclear weapons, they've got control of the mass media in this country, and they have successfully infiltrated even the patriot movement in the United States to the point that many patriots are afraid to say boo to Zionism. They're afraid to say boo to the Mossad. They're afraid to say boo to the real forces behind the New World Order. But it's those forces behind the New World Order that are going to stomp all over them. That's right, folks. Well, we do have a break coming up here, and when we come back, I'm going to bring you some very interesting details, short and sweet, that prove beyond any question that it was not Lyndon Johnson who orchestrated the JFK assassination. Guess what? The CIA was involved, folks. Those people that are telling you Lyndon Johnson did it, they're trying to distract you from the CIA and thus also the Mossad. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll go into that, then we'll go to the calls. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of guess who? Headache, stay gone. Their number, 1-800-327-0727.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org, RepublicBroadcasting.org, and, of course, on shortwave at 5.050, courtesy of HeadacheStayGone.com. Well, folks, Joan Mellon, the ex-wife, incidentally, of Ralph Schoenemann, who was and is a very outspoken Jewish critic of Zionism, and also one of the early investigators in the JFK assassination. Well, Joan Mellon is an investigator herself, and she's written one of what I consider the best books on the JFK assassination, A Farewell to Justice. In fact, she was interviewed on this network by Greg Szymanski, a year and a half ago, and as I say, she is one of the more honest JFK assassination investigators. And her book that came out, Farewell to Justice, is one of the books that, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely proves that Jim Garrison, the former district attorney of New Orleans, was indeed on the right track when he started investigating the Kennedy assassination. Well, Ms. Mellon recently gave a speech up in New York in just the end of January here, in which she outlined some details that she has uncovered from some of the documents on the JFK assassination. Now, this is of particular interest to me because in my book, Final Judgment, I devoted a great deal of space to outlining what I believe was the frontline role of James Angleton, the CIA's liaison to the Mossad in the JFK assassination. Mark Lane had touched on Angleton in his book, Plausible Denial, but my book, Final Judgment, was the first book ever to really explore Angleton in a big way. Although it's kind of funny, two other JFK assassination researchers, Lisa Peace and James D. Eugenio, later published some very good information on Angleton on the Internet. It was very, very clear. They even made reference to my work in Final Judgment, but when they published that in their book, later published a book, they were very careful to take out any references to Michael Collins Piper in Final Judgment. Obviously, they didn't want to be accused of relying on an anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, neo-Nazi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Holocaust denial source. But in any case, I laid down the gauntlet as far as Angleton was concerned, and they evidently picked up on it. But now, Joan Mellon has proved beyond any question that Lee Harvey Oswald was working for James Angleton of the CIA. She's uncovered an FBI document. I'm reading from her speech. An FBI document that demonstrates that Oswald was indeed one of Angleton's assets in the Soviet Union. Oswald communicated back to the CIA through a CIA asset at American Express named Michael Jelisavich, J-E-L-I-S-A-V-C-I-C. One of her discoveries, Ms. Mellon's discoveries, was the original of a note that Oswald, when he was arrested in New Orleans for a street fight, handed to the police lieutenant who was questioning him. On the margin of that piece of paper was Jelisavich's espionage number. This is funny, folks. It was inadvertently unredacted when the CIA declassified the document. This number clearly directs CIA to an espionage file. Oswald also had Jelisavich's name and room number in his possession. Angleton's false defector program remains among the CIA's most closely guarded secrets. It was a secret necessary to preserve the fiction of the Warren Report. Well, it turns out, as Ms. Mellon points out, that Otto Otepka, who was in charge of a security office in the State Department into the 1960s, had discovered something unusual about Lee Harvey Oswald. This was before the JFK assassination. Oswald was supposedly a defector in Russia, and Oswald put this list of Otepka put this list of defectors into a security safe, planning to request the CIA look into this individual, this Oswald. Well, guess what? There was a burglary, obviously an inside job, that resulted in that file vanishing. Well, Otepka was demoted. But now it turns out there's even more information linking Oswald to the CIA. It turns out from Professor Michael Kurtz, who's a professor in Louisiana, he interviewed a Hunter Leak, who was second in command at the New Orleans field office of the CIA. Leak admitted that the CIA used Oswald as a courier and that Oswald came to New Orleans in April 1963 because the CIA office there intended to use him for certain operations. Well, Leak took a whole pile of Oswald-related documents and CIA files to Langley, Virginia, so voluminous that he had to rent a trailer to transport them. Well, that's where the files on Oswald were. And, of course, once they got to Langley, they disappeared. And this is from the gentleman who was the number two man at the CIA field office in New Orleans, according to Professor Michael Kurtz, quoted by Joan Mellon. So in other words, folks, yes, Lee Harvey Oswald was indeed a deep cover CIA operative when he went to the Soviet Union, posing as a defector dissatisfied with the United States. And when he came back, he was again being manipulated by James Angleton of the CIA. James Angleton, the Mossad's liaison at the CIA. There we go, folks. You heard it here. Hate to tell you, but I told you so. All right, when we come back, we'll go to the calls. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, staring at a bottle of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. You better try it out if you have problems with headaches, because it works. All right, let's go to the callers who've been very patient here. We have Ann in New Mexico. Ann.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Real good, and you?
I'm doing it. I'm here. I'm alive, which is more than a lot of people can say.
So you overslept yesterday, huh?
Well, I slept. I slept. Very soundly, I might add. I probably needed it.
Sure. Yeah, I like listening to the reruns once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while you might hear something you missed the first time around. So
sometimes I hear myself calling in, you know.
That's right, exactly.
I'm looking at a chart. Now, I know you don't agree with all the premises put out by Eric John Phelps, but he has all the important people, J. Peter Grace, Johnny McCone.
Well, I met incidentally one time, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, Reinhard Gilhan, James Jesus Angleton, Kim Philby, Clay Shaw, William Buckley, and, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald. He has ONI, CIA, FBI, false defector to Russia. And then E. Howard Hunt, did he just pass away?
He just died and went to hell, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then these were all, by the way, except for the last two, Lee and Howard, were Knights of Malta.
Well, let me tell you something. That business about Clay Shaw being a Knight of Malta,
mm-hmm.
The only source on that has been Phelps, and he has referred back to another source, which is the only source on that. I forget what it is. That's not correct.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
so you don't get it all.
Clay Shaw was not a Knight of Malta.
Well, so everybody doesn't get it all right, you know, but I take a little here, a little there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does say he was a CIA officer and the director of international trademark under Clay Shaw.
Who was that?
This is the information given on this chart.
Yeah, well, Clay Shaw was
CIA
the director
officer.
Of the trademark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, those two things are right. And that book sounds interesting that you're talking about.
Yeah, good book.
The Conquest. Did you get to that site, Project for the Exposure?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that a good one?
It's a good site. There's a lot. Yeah,
yes.
What's the name of that again?
Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions.
Yeah, Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions.
And Michael, he names names, and I know that's what you like.
It's a good site. There's a lot of material up there. Project for the
Mm-hmm. Anyone that wants to know, you know, the powers that be, you know, and there are, I think, two groups, and you named it the War Machine on this side of the Atlantic, you know, the Zionists, you know, and Mossad, all those people, and they want to get into Iran, and you know why? I just got a letter from Joan Vian, and I'm quoting, today only five countries, listen to this, in the world are without a central bank, Iran, North Korea, Sudan, Cuba, and Libya. All of these just happen to be on George Bush's Axis of Evil list. Isn't
That's
that
right.
interesting?
Yeah,
Isn't
and you know,
that interesting?
You know, one thing about that, Ann, it's so easy for people to fall in and assume, you know, North Korea, I'm sure, is not a very nice place to live.
Now they got 88 submarines, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but,
on the almanac.
But I don't really believe that North Korea has any intentions of attacking the United States because
well,
I think they know what would happen if they attacked the United
States. And the
States.
Ruler there is somewhat pleasure-oriented from what I hear. I read Sean David Morton's little clip on him, and his interests lie elsewhere, you know.
I'm glad you mentioned Sean David Morton. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting him about a year ago, and when I met him, I didn't know that his mother was an old friend of mine, the late Maureen Salomon.
Yeah, she just passed away.
Yes, she did, and I was so delighted to meet Sean. I really should give him a call. He's an interesting guy.
And you should send him a card. I think I'm going to, too, because his mom passed away in terrible, I don't know, just it wasn't her treatment. She wasn't getting good treatment. My heart feels really hurt for him.
Yeah, Maureen was a great lady, and her son is carrying on a great tradition of her work. Yeah,
and he explained it all in his latest newsletter that I get. It's a charity subscription. Bless Sean.
He's a great guy. In fact, I met him kind of in your neighborhood. Actually, I was in Phoenix, Arizona when I met him and met him the first time, and he's a great guy, and his mother was quite a lady, very good friend of mine. Yeah.
And now, let me ask you a question, Michael. This is something that I'm considering. You know, the end game is the complete control of the planet's resources, people, currency, and governments. Would you go along with that?
Mm-hmm.
And the banks, if they control the money, they control the government. Correct.
That's right.
That's what Senator Benton said, and I quote, the government itself ceases to be independent. It ceases to be safe when the national currency is at the will of a company.
That's right.
And in quotes, it's the Bank of the United States, now Federal Reserve. And so these people are in control of Planet Inc. As far as they're concerned, it's a business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, do you think that these bankers are the gatekeepers and taking orders from the think tanks, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, all of these hidden institutions? Do you suppose, could there be a connection? You know, I'm sure there is a connection, but who's taking orders from whom?
Well,
I'm wondering.
Think, you know, these groups like the Council on Foreign Relations are kind of, you have the Council on Foreign Relations, which is kind of the, I forget how my colleague Jim Tucker puts it, but they're the guys who put out the press releases that describe the policies, you know.
Yeah,
but they're taking orders from somebody else, and I think when all is said and done, I think ultimately it comes back to the financial power centers, and that is these banks and the people that control and own these banks.
Yeah, but these people are also, I think, in all of these hidden institutions like Lee Circle, the 1001 Club, Roxbury Club, all of these clubs that Joel van der Reijen is talking about. And they meet, you know, and they're unseen. They're never in the papers because they own the newspapers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so they're the unseen power behind the scenes. For instance, like this, the elected people in the government, that's just for show.
Right.
Because
but,
these people own the government.
Right, exactly. I mean, and, you know, these guys in the Council on Foreign Relations, although they got a lot of power and influence, you know, and they're the ones who come in. They're appointed to positions in government, and they're the ones who actually carry out the policy.
And they move back and forth from the government to the private sector.
Exactly.
So now, where does the power lie? Does it lie in these hidden institutions and giving orders to the gatekeepers, you know, of the money, or are they all one and the same in many cases, like the Rothschilds, for instance?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously they haven't invited me in their inner circle, but.
Or me neither.
My feeling is that, you know, these super wealthy families.
Own the monarchies.
They're all interconnected, and then they have various levels beneath them, you know, who are carrying out the policies, and probably the lowest level is the members of the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, minions, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're the ones, you know, they're the ones on the stage, you know, performing.
Yeah.
But isn't this just an
interesting production? It's just interesting to understand, and even down here, bringing it down to the local level, our state engineer wants to levy a tax of $20,000 against our county here. And I'm going to show up because it's an unfunded mandate. It's illegal tax. But the county will probably go along to get along and pay it.
And then dump
the tax on the on the property owners here. You know what I mean? They'll pass that expense on to us.
A lot of times, what I've found, and this may not be applicable in your case out there, but what I find a lot of times is that there's a subtle, not so subtle, influence on county governments through the federal government. They will threaten, you know, because a lot of federal funds go into counties.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shakedown.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get the tax.
If you don't go along with us, you don't get the federal funds.
Right,
exactly.
It's a shakedown. It's the whole racket. And the money's from our labor, you know, people's labor in the form of tax going, filtering up to the federal government and saying, you're not going to get this money until you do what we tell you to do. So it is a shakedown.
You know, I'm glad you're going there to a public meeting.
Yes, I am going to show up. This is amazing because I never do things like that.
Well, that's what scares them, when local people actually take an initiative to challenge their policies like that. They're not accustomed to it.
And I'm going to dangle a tea bag from my hand saying no taxation without representation in reference to the Boston Tea Party.
Good for you.
Anyway, well, thank you. I think you sort of answered my question. I think the powers that be are the ones that have the money.
Absolutely.
You know, or the money? I don't like using that word because it's just current.
Yeah.
The ones that are on the very top of the triangle, the very 1% of the whole population.
Probably not even 1% when it comes right down to it.
And
I
think it's the monarchies and the Rothschilds and Kissinger and Rockefeller and all of these people. They get together periodically and have their meetings, and it never hits the papers.
Well, that's why.
Right.
They want to keep that secret.
Right. And the end game, like I said, the end game, and I think they've arrived at it already, is complete control of the planet's resources, people, currency, and government.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more,
yeah.
Ann.
Yeah. Well, Yahweh bless you, and keep up the good work.
All right, Ann. Thanks for your call. Always like to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, my
what aunt, isn't going on?
Well, I got a couple of questions to ask you about being in your exhaustive research of the Kennedy assassination. How well did Lee Harvey Oswald speak Russian?
According to what I've heard, so well that when he went to Russia, the woman who eventually married him later said that she thought he was a Russian.
I've read that. I don't know if it's from you. I don't know where it's from, but I've read and heard that he spoke very fluent Russian, practically accent-free. And I know for a fact that when I seen her, what little we seen of her on TV, she spoke little to no English.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Little to no. Now, how did they live together from 1959 to 1963 if he didn't speak fluent Russian?
Oh, he did. He definitely spoke fluent Russian to the point that when he mixed in... in Russian circles there in Dallas. He spoke very freely with those people.
So, why isn't this ever brought up on the main news media?
Well, they explain that. To the extent that it's brought up, it's simply noted that he studied Russian as a young man, even before he went into Marines, and then while he was in the Marines, he was studying Russian. But
he went to the Monterey School of Linguistics,
right,
which they had when I was in the Army.
Well, that's exactly where he fine-tuned it.
They took people that were gifted in other languages and sent them an exhaustive study of the language. That's my understanding of what happened with them.
Yeah, and the reason why they did it, obviously, was because they were getting ready to send him on a mission into Russia, and that's exactly what they did.
No, they done it because he was going to defect and become a harmless communist sympathizer. That's why they did it. That makes much more sense than your stupid explanation, Mike. I mean, how stupid can people be? That's my main point, and I hate to disparage your latest caller, but it's very frustrating for me to listen to people talk about some obscure group of people that might be in control. As you recall my previous call about the Bolivian coca leaf chewing Hamburg hat wearing women, these are obscure groups that have no more authority than you do, less as a matter of fact.
So what these groups are, you know, they're kind of like carrying out the policies that have been decided by the higher ups, you know, and then they filter out the policies, you know, through the think tanks and so forth. And
they're shills.
That's exactly what they are, of course, yeah.
They're shills. There always will be shills. And there's a million groups out there that anybody that starts to look into the situation, if they don't want to go any further, they say, oh, look at this group. Well, how suspicious are they? You know, but they're nothing but shills. The people with the money have the power. Always has been, always will be. And the people with the money are the Rothschilds and the Bronfmans and the Schiffs and all. We all know the same group. They control all the Western media, and I mean the entire Western and European media, including the United States, most specifically the United States. They control it all. Same group of people, and yet people keep talking about some obscure group like the Knights of Malta, who mean nothing except as a shield group. They mean nothing.
Well, you know, here in Washington, we have this sleazy operator named Dan Snyder, who came up ostensibly.
Doesn't he own the Redskins?
He owns the Washington Redskins.
Okay, I know Snyder.
What's interesting about him is that, you know, he was painted as this kind of, you know, aggressive, up-and-coming young entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But finally, and I knew there was some funny business behind him, but I didn't know exactly what it was until the Washington Post published a big profile of him. And if you start looking at who originally sponsored Dan Snyder, you find it's Mortimer Zuckerman, who is the publisher of U.S. News and World Report. Well, Mortimer Zuckerman also...
I just fell out of my chair when you told me that.
Well, Mortimer Zuckerman, of course, was the... just recently was president of the Conference of Presidents of...
Major Jewish organization.
Jewish organization.
I can finish it for you.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing about Mortimer Zuckerman. You know where he originally got his seed money? From the Bronfman family.
Absolutely.
So who got it from
the Rothschilds?
That's exactly right. So what
who
you
got
have
it
is,
from the Rockefellers through the Rothschilds. It's a shill game.
Nobody can
look at the big picture. People insist on looking at the small picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that's so very frustrating for me. They keep wanting to look at the small picture. Well, how much do the Democrats toe the line? How much do the Republicans? Everybody toes the line faithfully. Otherwise, they're not in the line.
Well, we saw that here today or yesterday with this this big vote. You know, they play all these parliamentary games to avoid taking a position on the issue, and then they have these partisan theatrics where the Democrats attack the Republicans, and that gives the Democratic grassroots something to damn the Republicans about and vice versa. But when it all comes down to it, as we well know, the big money financing both of the major political parties is coming from, well, the Democratic Party, about 80% of their money is coming from Jewish sources. Republican Party, 60 to 70% of its money is coming from Jewish sources. So what does that tell you about who really controls the purse strings of the two these two parties that are ostensibly battling one another in front of the American public.
It tells me they're all in the same chorus line. Some of them might be out of step with the others, but they're all in that chorus line.
I like that analogy. That's a very good analogy. Mm-hmm.
So, hey, but back to Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't know how extensively you studied the subject, but everything about him is phony as far as what the press says about him. Everything about him is phony. Here was a kid that went in the Marines at 17 years old, and they have nothing, to very little about what he did in the Marines, except he was at some kind of radar site and supposedly in Japan. But he become so linguistic, and all of a sudden he defects to Russia, and nobody says, wait a minute here. Why would we send somebody to school to learn Russian and then let him defect to Russia?
Especially someone who's supposed to be a communist agitator.
Yeah.
They train him in Russian.
And then all of a sudden he gets back in the country with no, at the time, because I was in the service the same time he was, at the time, they didn't let any Russians into the country.
Well,
and he
they
got
let,
in no questions asked.
They brought him right on back. All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Talk to you later then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping it up. We'll go to our last caller for the evening when we come back.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's hard to believe the hour is coming to a close, and I kind of regret that it is, because during the next hour or so, I'm going to be supervising. I'm not going to be doing the work myself, but I'm going to be watching roughly 1,000 books on American history and U.S. intelligence intrigue being moved off one shelf, and 1,000 books on Zionism and Israel and all sorts of related topics being moved onto that shelf. I'm just running out of space here, folks, and I gotta reorganize. Good Lord. Okay, we have one more caller here for the evening. He's been very patient, sitting, waiting to come aboard. That's Stash. Come on aboard, Stash. Are you there?
Yes, hello, Mike.
I thought we lost you.
Sorry. I just wanted to bring one more thing to the mix for tonight about your speculation in Final Judgment about the possibility of the legendary or infamous Mike Harari.
Mm-hmm.
And his possible connection to it. I think the years for his age match up, and I believe he took over the kind of the Mossad within the Mossad Mestada division shortly before the assassination, and his age matches up. And in the book By Way of Deception by Victor Ostrowski, a trainer has mentioned that, you know, that he'd made a mistake and they had gotten into a little problem with each other. It may have been ended up leading to part of the reason why Ostrowski got fired by Mossad.
That's interesting.
And the trainer had said, well, he only expletive up one time in Lillehammer, Norway, where he had a hit team that tracked the Red Prince or Salome.
Right. The guys who were responsible for the things at the Olympics. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I've he fits the profile in my view of more like a real terrorist, whereas this questions about Abu Nidal, and everybody in the conspiracy community is suspicious of Osama.
Oh, well, Patrick Steele, British writer, wrote a whole book, on this guy, the one you just mentioned. What's his name?
Abu Nidal.
Abu Nidal, and he says that Abu Nidal was probably a double agent for the Mossad, although he was a Palestinian. He was carrying out assassinations of Palestinians that the Mossad wanted to get out of the way. So, he's not carrying out assassinations of Palestinians, but he was carrying out assassinations of Israelis, who the hardliners in Israel wanted to get out of the way. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was very much a part of the inner circle there, and as the guy William Pepper, who wrote the book about the assassination of Martin Luther King, pointed out, Jack Ruby and the guy Raoul, who was probably James Earl Ray's handler, were part of an arms smuggling network that involved a Mossad official. And the only Mossad official of any consequence that I know of that was operating in Mexico and Latin America at that time was, in fact, Michael Harari. So, and of course, he does bear a striking resemblance to the famed Umbrella Man, who was in Dallas the day of the assassination.
With his forehead and everything, huh?
The forehead, the ears, the nose, the hairstyle. I mean, even the style of dress. So, I could be wrong, but in this case, I don't think that I am.
Yeah.
All right, Stash. Thanks for the call. We'll be in touch.
Take care.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping it up for the evening. Stay tuned for the one and only Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Headaches, stay gone. Have a good evening, folks.